if you're not a fan of classical music, you have heard Chopin, unless you live in that proverbial cave. His music has appeared in countless movies, TV shows, commercials, even video games. But you haven't heard the Polish composer played this way. Pianist Chad Lawson presents this piece and 9 other Chopin works with a twist on his new album, The Chopin Variations. Chad Lawson is here with me at NPR West. Welcome.
Thank you very much for having me. I really appreciate it.
So let's jump right into the music with this piece. This is your arrangement of the Nocturne in E-flat major. Walk us through what's happening here. What did you hear in the original that you were trying to draw out?
He has a heart, you know? Chopin's pieces can be so incredibly just captivating, even in the most simplest form. And so even with this piece, I mean, I was almost at the point of just recording just the right hand just playing the melody and nothing else. I mean, because it's so strong and so delicate and just really just connects with anyone.
I watch you sitting here getting lost in it, even though we're sitting in the studio. And
his writing just is spellbinding for me.
Let's go into another piece. I was going to say another one of my favorites, although any of the selections you picked for this, I could say are one of my favorites. This is the prelude in C minor. Let's hear an older recording. This is from Arthur Rubinstein. Let's hear your version. I have to say that, it's instantly recognizable as the same piece, but you opened up something in this music that I'd never heard before.
I love space. That's probably my favorite note. The time where you're able to actually just listen to what just happened. The melody with this piece is just, as with every piece that he does, it just rings so strong. And I felt that there was kind of a vulnerability to this piece that just wanted to say, hold on, stop the world just for a second.
You've recorded this in a very intimate way as well. I can hear your hands on the keys, the hammers on the piano.
In 2013, I released an album called The Space Between. I record usually late at night, and we have 2 small children under the age of 5. And so no one wants to hear music at 2 a.m. And so what I did is I had felt placed between the strings and the hammers because it really mutes the sound. I just started recording the last album that way, and it just created this really warm, resonating tone. And so I knew I had to do it once more with this album. With doing that, though, the microphone setting, it's placed really close to the hammers inside the piano. And so you hear all the creaks and the cracks of the piano itself. So you're hearing it as a machine almost.
I'm speaking with Chad Lawson about his new album, The Chopin Variations. It comes out on Tuesday. And we should tell people that your performing background was mostly not classical music.
Correct. I have a fairly strong jazz background. I had a jazz trio for a number of years. And so I have a love for taking something and trying to rearrange it and try to change its form with respect.
So you've done things to rearrange these works. Rhythmically, though, you don't force them to swing. Was there any temptation to make them a bit jazzier?
No, I found in trying to mix those two, it was never really well received because you have the jazz audience that says, hey, you know what, that's a little too mellow. And then you have the audience that wants to hear this instrumental classical music that's like, that's too jazzy.
Did you have any trepidation as you approached this that you know, gosh, I better not mess up Chopin?
Absolutely. I mean, he's the poet of the piano, you know. Here is something that I've been playing since I was a child. And I knew that going into this, that there may be some people that would say, hey, you know what, it's not really right to be doing this. But I don't know if really Chopin would feel that way. You know, I know Bach was really good about take my music and do whatever you want to with it. You know, mess it up. Make something really interesting. Let it become alive. And I think to some degree, I think that Chopin would be really okay with this.
Chad Lawson's new album is called The Chopin Variations. It comes out on Tuesday. Great speaking with you. Thank you so much.
You as well. Thank you very much, Arun. I really appreciate the chance.